In the mid-60s, after the Beatles stopped touring, George Harrison went to India, where he studied sitar with Ravi Shankar. He became a follower of the Maharishi Mahesh Yogi and introduced the other Beatles to transcendental meditation. Harrison also organized benefit concerts for starvation relief in Bangladesh, featuring such performers as Ringo Starr, Eric Clapton, Bob Dylan, and Ravi Shankar. These events were precursors to later superstar benefits such as Live Aid. Terry spoke with Ravi Shankar in 1999.
Now, you've been very close to George Harrison. You've described him as being almost like a son, and he's described you as being almost like a father. You met him in 1966, and this was a period when all the Beatles seemed to be searching for some kind of spiritual help. What did you make of the Beatles when you met them? They were in this period of a kind of spiritual search. Did you consider that search to be an authentic search, or did you feel that they were very kind of confused about what they were looking for?
It was exactly what you are saying. They were confused and they were searching. But to tell you the truth, when I met them, I almost didn't know them or know anything about them, because I had just vaguely heard that it's a popular group. And it was on in a party that all the four were there. But it was only George that interested me from the very beginning, because of his being so inquisitive and asking me questions about music and relation to the religion and the spiritual aspect of it and the whole thing. And that's how we came close together, and he started having some lessons.
What did you think of the solo he played on Norwegian Wood?
I never heard it before, and it was only much later on my nephew and nieces, they played for me, and I thought it was terrible in the sense, in the sound that was produced on the sitar. The song was nice. I liked the song very much, but it was a peculiar sound. Even it didn't sound like sitar even. He had little lesson from a person in London who's a student of mine, who is to be in London at that time. And I told him frankly that it's fine, people like it and you are happy, but I didn't find it interesting enough, because the very sound of sitar, it is something which we have developed since last 750 years, and it's same like taking the violin, someone in Africa sings an African song and scratches on a violin, and how would you feel? Because you know what the violin sounds like.
Right.
The sound of violin has immediate effect. So it was the same thing, but he understood, and that's why he wanted to learn.
Ravi Shankar speaking with Terry Gross in 1999. George Harrison died yesterday at the age of 58. This is Fresh Air.